Ki Perek Yutes ends with the nevuah that the Baruch Shem tells Eliyahu HaNavi that now his nevuah is ending, his era is going to come to an end, and Elisha is going to take him over. We're going to learn in Mitzvah Hashem next Perek. Tomorrow we'll learn more about how the switching of the guards was, but it's important to point out a couple of nekudas. Nekuda number one, normally the Torah doesn't make an ordeal about one Navi leaving and another Navi coming. That's normal. A Navi dies, leaves a Navi after him. For some reason over here, there was a whole Asik made out of Eliyahu HaNavi giving over the ropes, the reins, to Elisha. If you look at the pasuk, Ves Elisha ben Shofot Timshach leNavi Tachtecha. Somehow, we find that by kingdom, by Malchus we find that. We find you have one king, he gives over the king to his son, or there's a transfer of power. The reason why by Nevi'im we generally don't find that is for one very simple reason. Because a melech, you can only have one melech. It's one of the explanations I gave with Yeshua ben Nun and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wore two hats. He was a melech of Klal Yisrael, and he was the Rebbe of, he was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. Normally afterwards, eventually, it got split. There was the Nasi, right? And then there was the Rosh HaBezdin. It was two different positions. The Nasi is one position. Took care of the Malchus and Yonim. And then there was the Rosh HaBezdin. In fact, the Rambam talks about that the king has to support the Rosh HaBezdin. Moshe Rabbeinu wore two hats. Moshe Rabbeinu wore one hat. He was a melech of Klal Yisrael. Chazal tells Moshe Melech Hoya. He wore another hat where he was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, the Nosi, the Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. In fact, many learned that when Moshe Rabbeinu asked from Hashem that his sons should take over his position, it's a little strange, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're going to have it in a couple of weeks in Parashas Pinchas, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to ask that his son should take over the kingdom. It's a little strange because Hashem tells him, no, not your sons. Yeshua ben Nun, he's the one. He's the one that was with you. He's the one that's going to take over. What was Moshe thinking? Moshe also knew that Yeshua ben Nun was the most qualified. Why would Moshe have asked for his own sons? So years ago, I thought of an idea based on what I saw in a chiddush from Maral, that it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu never had a Havamina, that his sons should be the manhigim spiritually. He always knew Yeshua ben Nun, he should be the Nasi. Right, or what we would call the Rosh HaBezdin. And then his son will be the Melech, Yarshin the Melucha. His son will inherit the Melucha. Bindinu Sheyir Shubanai Eskadulasi. They would inherit that. Turned out that Hashem still didn't split the Malchus from the Nasi until after Yeshua. So long that Yeshua was alive, he was also both. Yeshua was the Melech of Klal Yisrael and the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, the Poisik of Klal Yisrael. He had the same position. That could be what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Loikach olsa b'dayti. That's not what I had in mind. So I'm telling you very simple. When you have a king, so we know Dabar Echad Lador Veloy Shnei Dabar. Ein Malchus Achas Negas Pechaverta Kamaloy Nima. You can't have one kingdom overlapping with another kingdom. Has to be one king. Right? Otherwise it's chaos. Can only be one king. But a Navi is not a Melech. You can have many Nevi'im. You can have many Nevi'im at the same time. You can have many Nevi'im cooperating at the same time. It's no stira, there's no contradiction in Nevuah. Memela, there's no concept in Tanakh, other than over here, that you need the Nevuah to go from one to the other. Timshach tachtecho. That's more like a Malchus issue. But here Hashem says, Timshach lenovi tachtecho. And I'm going to show you that Chazal were bothered with this question. Chazal were bothered in the Mechilta. Chazal were bothered with this question. So that's one issue. The second issue is that when Eliyahu Hanavi meets Elisha to appoint him, he finds him he's plowing with these 12 different plows. So Chazal tell us, why does it say that? Melamed, it's coming to teach you that Keneged Yudbeis Shivotim. And this is what Radak explains it. To show he's going to be a leader over the 12 Shvatim. The obvious question is, we don't find that by any other Navi. This concept of 12 Shvatim. The Navi gives Nevuah. By the kingdom we find the Malchei Yisrael, the Malchei Yehuda. A Navi is always generic. A Navi is not a Navi over one Shevet. A Navi is a Navi. Why did the Torah have to go out of its way here and say that Elisha is going to be appointed as a Navi for Yud Beis Shvatim? It's also very difficult. Very, very difficult. Lastly, there's another pasuk here. Vayokom vayelech Eliyahu vayelech achay Eliyahu vayishol sehu. State in pasuk, he went after Eliyahu vayishol sehu. When Elisha was appointed, he went after Eliyahu Hanavi vayishol sehu. Strange word to use. He served him. Serving is a waiter. So this is not serving. He served him. What did he serve? So Chazal come. Chazal teach us. Vayilmad mimenu loynema alav yishol sehu. Melamed sheom gedoylo shimushi yoyser milimud. That serving is even greater than learning from somebody. Serving them is even greater. This is the famous statement in Shash. Kedoylo shimushi yoyser milimud. Pelanifla. Everything, one big pelan. It's better to serve somebody than to learn from them. Do you really have a havamina? You're going to become a godel be Yisrael by serving tea? It's a nice thing. It's chesed. It's terrific. Kedoylo shimushi yoyser milimud. What do you think Yishu Benun did all day? He served tea to Moshe Rabbeinu. He learned from him. Yes, of course, it's nice to serve tea. It's a big inyan. Chazal tells, G'doylo shimushi yoyser milimud. But even more than that question, which that question is obvious, why did the Torah pick Elisha to teach us that lesson? There is Grada Chazal that says it by Yishu Benun. But this becomes the main melamed of this idea, G'doylo shimushi yoyser milimud, is learned out of Elisha. Sheyotzak Mayim al Yad Eliyahu, the Gemara Brachas brings down, the Ton of Eliyahu brings down this pasuk of the Yishar Seyu. Why? So I'm telling you one simple teretz, which I think answers all the kashas. The Mechilta seems to be bothered with the kasha that I asked you, which is, why does it say that Elisha is going to be the Novi in your place? Why does it have to be replacement? A Novi doesn't get replaced. So listen what the Mechilta says. Says the Mechilta, Shloisha Nevi'im. There's three types of Nevi'im. Echo Tova, Chayr Ha'av, Chayr Ha'ben. There are Nevi'im who demand both, Kavod Ha'av and Kavod Ha'ben. That means they demand from us that we should be better children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be kind to us. The Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. And there are Nevi'im, right, who only worried about Hashem. Their main shlichus was they worried about Hashem. Chazal give us examples. Yirmiyah did both. Elio Anovi, Kanoi Kanesi LaHashem. We spoke about this in detail. He mainly represented Hashem. And then you have Yoina ben Amitai. Yoina ben Amitai, we read about him on Yom Kippur. And Yoina ben Amitai, he basically negated the nevuah that he was supposed to give to Anshei Nineveh until he was forced to. Hashem literally forced him because he didn't want it to be a bad thing for Klal Yisrael, bad omen for Klal Yisrael, that here they don't do tshuva and the goyim do tshuva. So Chazal basically say the best obviously is both. There's Elisha Novi, Timshach Tachtecho, Zogta Mechilta, E.F. Shibin of Uasach. Can you imagine? Hashem tells Eliyahu HaNovi, I can't have you continue. You're not being Melamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael? Can't continue. So it comes out that this was a very unique mission. Here it wasn't just another Novi. It wasn't just Eliyahu HaNovi may go away at Besachas HaShemayim. Hashem was saying, Paskening a Pesach Halacha. A Novi has to represent both. Hashem says, I can't continue. So therefore, Elisha has to replace what you're not doing. That's a statement. So now I want to tell you like this, and this is the Chap. One of the most famous Mesechtas in Shas, because you learn it every Shabbos, Mesechtas Ovis. There's a lot of interesting things about Mesechtas Ovis. One of the most fascinating things about Maseches Ovis is the name of the Masechta. Maseches Ovis. Masechta of the Fathers. Strange, right? In English they say the ethics. The ethics of the Fathers. What's Ovis? There's a lot of pshatim in this. Many, many pshatim. I'm going to tell you one simple pshat. Simple pshat is like this. There are different components to Torah. And Rabbi Vilinsky even asked on Shabbos, we had a nice get-together, Shal Shudis. Rabbi Vilinsky asked, how does a person know when they can paskin a shayla? A good shayla. I couldn't paskin that shayla. It's a good shayla. How do you know when you can paskin a shayla? How do you know you learned enough already that you could paskin a shayla? Yeah. So we went into these different kinds of pesukei halacha, right? Sometimes what we call today a poisek really means nothing more than a person who's well-versed in halacha, and they could tell you what it says in the Sifrei halacha. So a guy went through Mishnah Berurah, he learned it a couple hundred times, he went through the Dershuk program, and he went through the Bechinas, and he knows Mishnah Berurah, he knows his Mishnah Berurah, he went through Rabbi Berkowitz's Bechinas, he knows his stuff. Veveitan is mezakeh sarabim with a lot of these kinds of stuff that, you know, making halacha clear and concise. So that's one thing. That means that you're able to give over what the Mishnah Berurah says. Right? That doesn't mean that you're able to make a decision. It means you're able to say, I got the Mishnah Berurah clear. This is how it comes out from the Mishnah Berurah. So who's really paskening the shaili? The Mishnah Berurah is. Not you. It's no different than you say, I went to Rebbe Yashiv, Zecher Tzadik Levrach, and this is the Pesach Halacha. When do you reach the level that you could do that? As soon as you understand what Rebbe Yashiv is saying. You got it clear what he said. You understand, you also have to have the brains and the clarity to know you're applying it to the same case. Because sometimes there could be a difference in the case. May smell the same, may look the same, it may be different. But that's it. Now, not only what I'm telling you is a concept, but you should know that there's a Lechem Mishnah. That the Lechem Mishnah held that if there's, let's say you're paskening a Mishnah Berurah, and there's a Mishnah Berurah in the room. Lechem Mishnah came way before the Mishnah Berurah, but I'm giving you an example. And there's a Mishnah Berurah in the room. He says, you have a chiv to go to the Mishnah Berurah and open it up and look at it when you paskin. Otherwise, you're moira halacha b'fnei rabbi. Could you imagine? Moira alocha b'fnei rabbi. So Mishabur is really the Rebbe here. He's teaching it. So you have to have the cover to go back and clarify Ki'ilu with the Rebbe. New Rebbe, and you open it up and you... And I knew some G'dayli Poiskim that Taka always did that. There's the Mishaila. They would go, even if it would be a simple Shaila, they would take the Mishabur, open it up. If they're quoting the Mishabur, open it up, quote it like that. Now, so there are certain things that you could give over not in person. You could give it over not in person. You could give it over in a text. You could write it down, right? You can put it into a safer form. You could put it today. We have audio, video. You can give over the information, right? And the person can get the information. So, could you put the pot back onto the fire on Shabbos or not? What's a blech? What type of blech? On top of the fire, on top of the blech, on top of a pot, on top of the blech. Dry, not dry. What is called dry? What's called not dry? These are things that you could give over pal-pal in person. You could give it over in writing. You could give it over in many different ways. Obviously, it's always better in person. But, however, there are certain things you can't do that way. Hanhoga, how a person is supposed to behave. How is a person supposed to act? How do you treat another person? You can't just teach that. You have to see it. You have to be able to see it. You could say, I could tell you smile. Yeah, but you didn't get the point. You didn't get the point. Nobody in the world could explain to me how Rabbi Yankov smiled at people. I saw it. You could tell me six of his teeth were visible when somebody walked in the door. Yeah, but I saw it. I know Rabbi Yankov was makabel somebody when he walked into his house. I try to do the same, obviously, on a very low madrega. But I try. At least I have a goal. I have a goal. That's the way Rabbi Yankov smiled at somebody when they walked in the door. Good. Now we have a goal. I saw it. I saw in Purim when you deliver Shleich Manas, how he accepted my Shleich Manas, how he took me by the hand and walked around. I should pick out my own Shleich Manas. You like that? You like that? Rabbi Yankov. That's something you have to see. If you don't see it, you don't see it. Meseches Ovis, which is teaching you on Hoge, you have to have the Rebbe with you. Av. That's why it's called Ovis. Don't think you could learn the Mesechta without having the person that's teaching it to you in front of your eyes. So you could see, oh, that's the way you have to. That's how you implement it. That's how you implement. That's how you implement Mekabel Kolom Masef upon him Yofis. That's how you implement Atar B'Sicha Me'isha. That's how you have to see. Certain things you have to see. Now, since Elisha's whole job was to represent Klal Yisrael, so the Torah tells us for that you need Shimush. That's why it says Vayishosei. This is where the Torah teaches it to us. This is where the Torah says it, where it teaches it to us. Even, whether it's an exact situation over here or not, this is conceptually. And that's why when Eliyahu found him, he was busy with the 12 different sheep, with the 12 plows, because that was his whole mission, to represent Klal Yisrael. And when it comes to Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, you need to be a Mishoris. G'doy lo shimush yoyseh milimud means there are certain things that as much as you will learn, you won't get it until you're Mishoris. Doesn't mean, you know what, serve tea instead of learning. That's surely not going to work. You know, get yourself a job, be a waiter. That's not going to work on its own. It means in conjunction with the learning, you also need to be Mishoris. You also have to serve. And then by serving, by being mishamish the person, then you study. You study what they taught you and you study how it's implemented. And then it's taka miskayim.